Oh, is this Frank Watanabe?
Oh, hello, Kenji Kaisenbia.
Hi, hi.
Oh, good news, please. Anaburachi are coming home, you know.
Hi, hi. Oh, yes. Happy shocks to our nerves, all right. Oh, yes. He's going to dropping off an airplane today.
Oh, yes. But don't tell him somebody, Kenji, please. It's our secret, you know.
Hello? Do I talking at Hezekiah?
Oh, hey, hello, Hezekiah, dear colored chum.
Oh, I telephone up at you for a newsy news, you know.
Aha.
Oh, can you guess who are going to arriving in town, please? Don't get in heartburn when I telling it.
Already? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Anaburachis are coming.
Oh, yes. Hoorah, all right. But don't telling somebody. It's our secret.
Are I talking as the Happy Soapsud Laundry Incorporated, Patrick J. Hamasaki, President?
Oh, hello, dear uncle.
Oh, this I got an abyss. Oh, yes, yes.
Hold your horses for business, uncle dear. Fresh, dirty shirts are coming your way too soon.
Why? Well, because Anaburachis are coming.
Oh, you're welcome. But don't tell somebody. It's all a secret, you know.
Oh, they're grunting the door buzzard. I'm wondering if it's him. Oh, son of God, my goodness.
All right, please. Oh, is that so? Hello, friend. Hello, my dear employment. Oh, California, here you are. Oh, heaven. Oh, I bow my stomach at you 4 times. Four.
All right, thank
four.
You. Oh, Jesus, never mind about bowing your stomach, Frank. Confound it. Shake hands with me.
Oh, how and Irish snort. Thank you. Oh,
all right, thank you. Four. That's enough. That's enough, my gad.
My gad? Oh, yes, that's plenty, all right. Oh, now let me to took your hat and hat, cat hat and cane wear, please.
Oh, thanks, thanks. Driving, first of all, I'll sit down for a few minutes.
Oh, yes, here are a delicious chair, hand-painted.
Thanks, that's fine. It looks like a nice little place you've got for me, Frank.
Oh, yes, it's looking very nice, don't you think so?
But hang it, wait a minute, just a minute. This apartment hasn't got a southern exposure.
Oh, no, too bad. You see, could renting one very, very cutie southern exposure upstairs, that costing price... $10 more, please.
Well, as a matter of fact, Frank, the price wouldn't have been very important, because in confidence...
Yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am.
All right, now, wait a minute. In confidence, my financial position is somewhat improved.
Oh, so, my goodness.
You see, my great-aunt, Lady Euphemia Dithersbury, died last December.
Oh, heaven's sake.
And left me all her money, Frank.
Well, for holy sakes of Moses... Is that so? How joyful
it is. Isn't it? I mean, of course, it's awfully sad, Frank. I mean, think of poor Auntie.
Oh, yes, poor Auntie. Well, how much are she worth to you dead, Anaburachis?
Oh, quite a lot. I hate the way you put that, Frank. I mean, Auntie meant so much to me.
But how much, please? That are in the form of American bucks, you know.
Frank, that's the wrong way to look at it. I'd give all the money Auntie left me back to her if I could only have dear Auntie back. I really think I would.
But you're not sure which.
No. Yes, that is, I am sure.
Yes, you rather have the money.
Oh, quite. Frank, you're getting me rather confused. What about a cup of tea, huh?
Yes, all right. And having hot tea, all ready in hasty minutes, please. And let us to shaking at hands each other once more in the good old days like too used to was of the bygone since.
Oh, all right, Frank.
Oh, thank you.
I say, wait a minute, Frank. Haven't we shaken hands before?
Oh, yes, but that was before your auntie died.
All right. Well, let poor auntie rest.
Oh, yes, that's more better. But excuse, please, Anaburachis. When was the annual year you look see on your auntie before she go dead, please?
Oh, not since I was quite a child, Frank. The story goes that auntie once dandled me on her knee, chucked me under the chin, and I happened to say goo-goo.
Oh, so goo-goo, is that so?
Yes, and it must have impressed the old bird.
Old bird?
Yes, you see, Frank, we mustn't dig auntie up anymore.
No, please, just letting auntie pass by.
Quite. Now, Frank... I dare say you've been wondering why in my letters and cables I asked you to keep my arrival a dead secret.
Oh, yes. A secret, our man's best friend, all right.
So you haven't mentioned my arrival to anybody yet, have you?
Oh, poor Auntie. He's out sore.
Yes. And the reason for my secrecy is this.
Yes, ma'am?
The last time I lived here, I found myself associated with some very extraordinary people. People definitely not of my own choosing.
No, is it?
Now, yes, Frank.
Uh-huh.
What? Now, Frank,
yes.
Tell me, I am not a snob, am I?
Oh, yes, please.
What do you mean, oh, yes, please?
Oh, yes, you are not a slob. Yes, I don't think so.
Frank, the word was snob. Snob.
Oh, thank you much, but
the first of the people I'm referring to is Mr. Augustus Hipplewater, that boastful, fat, self-satisfied old vulgarian who spent 4 years trying to marry me off to that drug on the matrimonial market, his passy daughter, the flower of Beverly Hills, as he called her, Cynthia.
Ha-ha. Oh, but I'm thinking that Cynthia, all right, Honorable Archers, she got what it took, you know.
She hasn't got what it took. That's just what she hasn't got what.
I don't know, please. But is she loving you head over shoes, Honorable Archers? And you're not kept sneezing at love, you know.
Well, I do sneeze at it, Frank, copiously.
Ah.
And I'm not going to have anything further to do with those Hipplewaters, and I'm not going to let them know that I'm back here.
Oh, you loser.
And the other individual I have in mind, Frank, the man above all others I intend to avoid like the plague, is that old salty person, that illiterate, miserly, humbugging, pettifogging skinflint, Captain Hiram Scudder.
Oh, yes.
You see, Frank, all we want to do is to live quietly and avoid publicity. And in a large city like this, there's no reason at all for my ever meeting those two men again.
Oh, yes, please. You're going to shun off those gentlemen just to like a snake on the grass.
Yes, that's it, Frank.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, they're humming the door buzzer, Honorable Archer.
Probably my luggage, Frank, I think, I expect.
Oh, yes. Just 1 second, please. Watson, I'll be our advancing on rapid instep. Oh, so...
There he is, Scudder.
Yes, sir. Ahoy there, Honorable Archibald.
Oh, my hat. Hipplewater and Scudder.
Come, Scudder. Let us embrace our dear old friend.
Yes, sir. Let's rally plumb round him, Hipplewater. Plumb, I say.
No, oh, hello, you two.
Come, Scudder. You grasp one hand while I grasp the other. Give Archie a warm Los Angeles welcome, you know.
Yes, let's give him the pump handle. Here we are.
Oh, Archie.
Oh, Archie.
Oh, Archie.
All right. I think that's enough welcome, isn't it?
Yes, Archibald probably is. Great Scott, doesn't he look wonderful, Scudder?
Yes, he does. Yes, sir. Looks 10 years younger, ding-dang it, 10, I say. How do you do it, Archibald?
Oh, I don't know. Do I really look 10 years younger?
Every bit, Archibald. Every bit. In fact, I was going to say 12 years younger.
Really? Well, of course. As a matter of fact, you two are looking fairly hale. Oh, look here, Hipwater. Tell me... how did you find out about my arrival?
Well, my wife phoned me. I was at the office at the time, and she said that our laundry man told her that you had arrived, yes. The laundry man, knowing that you and I were warm bosom friends, Archibald, yes.
The laundry man?
Mm-hmm.
I say, who does your washing?
I think he's a relative of Watanabe's.
I might have known it. Frank? Frank?
Yes, ma'am?
Come here, will you?
Creating tea
and kitchen, please. Well, come in here. I want to get to the bottom of something.
Oh,
right. Pardon me, Hipplewater, will you?
Yes, go right ahead, Arch.
Yes, go ahead, Arch.
Frank?
Yes, Mom?
How is it that Mr. Hipplewater's laundryman knew of my secret arrival?
I don't know, but maybe it was through the underground grape juice.
I see. Through the underground grape juice.
Yes, Mom?
Hipplewater, the underground grape juice has splashed the news of my arrival in your eyes.
Yes, Archiboy, but I think the little gentleman from Honolulu means the underground grapevine.
I know what the little gentleman from Honolulu means. The fact is, the little gentleman from Honolulu has been squirting his face off.
Well, I wouldn't put it that way, Archiboy, but perhaps he has. Yes, there is a thought there, eh, Scudder?
Oh, yes, there is, yes, yes. Say, Arch, yes, I hear that a relative of yourn left a wad of dough to you while you was in England. Is that there right?
Well, you see, as a matter of fact...
Yes, Archiboy, we heard that you buried your aunt.
Yes, we had to. You see, she died.
Mm-hmm, yes. There wasn't much left for you to do, was there, Archiboy?
Yes, I guess you was at the funeral, wasn't you, Arch?
Rather, dear. Oh, yes. Yes, I was there, yes.
Oh, yes, yes, you must have been. You was sad, I guess. Yes, you cried your eyes out like a baby, didn't you?
Oh, definitely, they tell me, yes.
They did, hey, yes. Say, Arch, how much did she leave you?
Oh, really, Scudder, really?
But don't touch upon it, Scudder. It grieves, Archiboy. I see you have Watanabe here, Archiboy.
Oh, yes, naturally, rather. He made all my homecoming arrangements for me, secretly.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Say, I guess you'll be looking for some smack dab investments with that there money you got, eh, Arch?
Smack investments, Scudder?
Yes, Arch. Dab.
Oh, I don't know. By the by, Hipplewater, how's your wife?
Oh, she's tip-top, you know, yes. But you're avoiding the subject, Archie boy. Don't be bashful in asking me the question that's nearest your heart. Ask me about Cynthia, my boy.
Oh, very well, Hipwater, if you insist. How's Cynthia?
She's magnificent, Archer, boy. She's glamorous, my boy. And she swooned when she heard you were coming back.
Oh, dear, dear, did she really?
Yes, Archer, boy. Archie, do you recall anything about Cynthia's nose?
Her nose?
Yes, yes.
As far as I remember, it was an adequate nose. It used to blow all right, didn't it?
Yes, but I'm referring to the contour of same. Do you recall which way her nose went?
Well, didn't that depend on which way Cynthia was going?
Yes, I mean that, but, Archie, you no doubt recall Cynthia's nose had a droop to it. Yes, it was a Roman nose, Archie.
Well, what is it now?
She had plastic surgery done, and her nose now goes up in a saucy manner. Yes, and last month, she entered a bathing beauty contest with it, and she is now Miss Beverly Hills.
I didn't think noses counted so much in bathing beauty contests.
Say, Arch, I've been sitting back here worrying like a good fellow about all that money you just nabbed from your dear old auntie.
Yes, well, that's awfully nice of you, Scudder, but you see, as a matter of fact...
Now, I had in my bean here, was rolling around my bean, I know where you can get a hold of a wing ding of an auto camp.
An auto camp? Oh!
Yes, sir, fully equipped for only $3,000. Just imagine, a measly $3,000.